Republican Senator Rand Paul had harsh words yesterday for President Trump's new pick to lead the Department of Homeland Security. And the Oklahoma County Budget Board votes to dissolve the jail trust. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, March 19th. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen faced a number of questions yesterday about his qualifications to lead the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. It was a contentious hearing at times and included attacks like one from Kentucky Republican Rand Paul, calling Mullen a, quote, freaking snake. Mullen insisted he could do the job.
Let me earn your respect. Let me earn the job. I won't fail you. I won't back down from a challenge. And I'll also admit when I'm wrong. I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect. I make mistakes just like anybody else.
Mullen has been a staunch supporter of President Donald Trump's policies and the work of ICE agents in enforcing immigration policies. A final vote to confirm Mullen could be as soon as next week. He would be the first Oklahoman to serve in a presidential cabinet since Scott Pruitt was head of the EPA during the first Trump administration. Governor Kevin Stitt will be responsible for picking the person to finish the rest of Mullen's term. The Oklahoma County Budget Board voted Wednesday to dissolve the jail trust that operates the county's detention center. Sierra Pfeiffer reports it's the first step to moving the jail back under the sheriff's control.
The jail trust was created 6 years ago to address persistent issues at the Oklahoma County Jail. Officials hoped a panel of diverse perspectives would bring new outcomes for the troubled facility. But the trust has been the subject of near-constant controversy since it began, unable to address poor conditions inside of the county lockup. During a tense meeting about the jail's impending multi-million dollar shortfall, Commissioner Jason Lowe moved to dissolve the trust.
The trust has been a failed experiment. $5 million deficits, over 60 deaths, unilateral pay raises. Enough is enough.
The board approved Lowe's request. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
It's hard to believe, but we're already halfway through this decade, and that means it's time to prepare for the 2030 census. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports Oklahoma lawmakers are starting this year.
The decennial census is a massive undertaking involving federal, state, tribal, and local governments. The goal is to count as many people living in the country as possible. Sepulpo Republican Representative Mark Lawson introduced three measures to that end on the House floor this week.
A new housing development or an apartment complex. Those are all new addresses, 911 addresses, physical addresses where humans live, where people live, and the conduction of the census is the counting of people.
The information collected during the census is used to determine federal funding to states. State and federal legislative districts and voting precincts, among other government processes and initiatives. House Bills 3620 through 22 commit $500,000 to establish the 16-member State Census Count Committee and Data Clearinghouse with upgraded technology. They passed the House floor and are now eligible to be heard in the Senate. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Edmond Republican Senator Kristen Thompson is sponsoring the measure across the State House rotunda. The Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation has confirmed a species of invasive carp in the state. Anna Pope reports the fish poses problems for other native animals, and the state is offering a bounty to keep their population under control.
For the first time, black carp has been reported to state officials. It was in a private pond in McCurtain County. Black carp eat mussels and snails. The department's biologists say the carp can affect already imperiled native mussel species and compete with native fish for food. State and national efforts have been underway to control the fish in other areas of the U.S., in Oklahoma, there's a bounty for invasive black carp. Anglers in the state can earn up to $100 for each fish reported and collected. No more than 10 fish per month are eligible for submission. While the fish is invasive, it has been mistaken for other fish species. Wildlife officials recommend using due diligence when trying to identify the carp. I'm Anna Pope.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.